Dropping a hook.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's technical terminology.
What, for techno music?
Yeah. Dropping the hook.
DJs, in general.
Drop hooks?
Yeah.
Wow.
Drop hooks. What, could you say drop hooks?
Dropping.
In the hook?
Yeah. Dropping hooks.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it like that, Brian. Oh. It's much better like...
Drop hooks. Drop hooks. Yeah, right. Man. I know how to drop some hooks.
Yes,
I'm like P. Diddy, bitch.
Bring the show on.
Come on in, show.
Hello?
Yeah?
The show's here.
Oh, let her in.
Hello.
Oh, Louise. Hey.
What are you doing here?
You told me to come in.
No, we were expecting the show to come in.
That's nice.
I love your leopard dress you're wearing, as always.
It's very nice.
I made it myself, homemade in my apartment.
You've got like a Muammar Gaddafi hat on that's also leopard.
It's like the actual leopard head.
Mm.
It is a very gentle and beautiful animal that I like to put on my head.
You killed it, though.
Mm. Yes.
Louise.
With a shotgun.
Shotgun?
Shotgun.
Shotgun?
A shotgun? Like a pistol?
Yes.
Oh. Mm. Well, Louise, we're waiting. We're expecting the show.
I'll just sit here.
No.
It's not gonna help the sound quality.
Yeah. You should.
That's good.
No, you should
get
probably,
out of the
Louise,
lounge.
Yeah, you should probably go.
That's lawn furniture. It shouldn't even be in here.
Yeah. Brian, can you carry her out?
I'm not touching her.
Touch her.
Come on.
She wants you to touch her.
No, she does not want
just
to.
Get her.
Her crush is on rum.
She's snoring. This is not going to work with the sound.
Robert, this is the love of your life.
She's not the love of my life.
Well, she loves you.
No,
she
no.
Loves any
I,
of us.
Did she just fart?
I think she did.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Oh, my
That's
God.
What it was.
Oh, God. Louise.
Yeah, pardon me.
Yes.
Can you take the chaise lounge outside? Actually, it would really help us if you could just pick that.
Yeah, just carry it out there.
Out.
Carry it out.
Outside of the door?
Yeah.
Yep. Go right past John Danovic in the sound engineering booth and, you know, make a right down the hall, drag it out there, and just put it out in front of the building.
Don Janovic?
John Danovic.
John Danovic, yeah.
I don't think she's ever been in school.
Oh.
The guy who's out in front of this place.
Yes.
Yeah. Walk past
him. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Louise.
She loves you, Shy.
No, I think she has eyes for you.
Me?
Are you kidding me? She is obsessed with Robert Shy.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Why do you think
she's dressed in
leopard?
You.
Yeah, she's dressed in leopard.
She always dresses in that leopard dress.
Yeah, but she never wore that hat before.
The hat was new.
Leopard head hat.
Yeah.
That's a very aggressive hat.
I think it is.
Like, literally, it's a growling fucking leopard. It's literally aggressive.
Yeah. Visually aggressive as well.
It's not literally aggressive because it's not actually attacking you or roaring at you.
Not yet.
True.
She should carry a like boombox that has a leopard roar.
A leopard roar.
Yeah.
Resh we should.
Drop hooks.
Let's introduce the show.
Okay. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Show.
Especially.
Hello.
My name is Brian Gerard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with Greg Hoyt.
Oh, hey, what's up?
And Robert Shy.
Hello.
All right, we have a special guest.
Yeah.
And that guest today.
We don't have a guest.
We don't have a guest today.
I have a question for you.
What?
Just the three of us today.
Yeah, good time.
Just the old school.
Oh, hey!
Drop hooks. So, I got a question I thought about this today. You know those games, the Would You Rather or the What If games?
Yes.
So, this is a question. It's a fairly common one, I guess. But would you rather know how you are going to die or know when you are going to die?
When?
Why?
What's your answer, Brian, first?
Unequivocally, same. When?
Yeah.
I don't care how I'm going to die. I mean, that's not true.
Mine is also...
I do want to know...
Mine is also...
how, but...
When. I think there's a... there's a techno beach going on.
It must be in the club next door. Let's open the door.
Oh.
Drop hooks.
Drop hooks.
Let me close the door.
Drop hooks.
I need to tell them to be quiet. Hang on. Let me open the door again. Keep it down in there.
What?
Keep it down.
Oh, yeah, yo. All right. Peace.
All right. We're good. So... the idea that if you know how you're going to die,
mm-hmm.
you may spend your time avoiding that thing.
Mm-hmm. Trying not to die that way.
Because you don't know when it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Like if you told me, all right, you're going to die by getting hit by a bus.
Right.
I'll make sure I'm never around buses.
Right, but eventually
it's going to happen. And yet a bus is going to fall out of the sky and crash into you because that's right. meant to be how it's
But the nice happen. Thing about that might be that you're oblivious to it.
What do you mean?
If you know when you're going to die, you may be dreading your life up to that point.
That moment.
Yeah, like, I need to make sure I'm doing everything I wanted to do, and, oh my God, I'm going to die now, and you're counting the days.
It's a countdown.
Could it be a good thing or a bad thing? I think countdowns kind of, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad to know.
Well, what if it could be really weird. What if you found out that you were going to die in the year 2187, and it's 2011, and you're like, wait.
What? Yeah.
What? Wait.
Yeah.
2187? Tuesday, September 19th, 2187?
And then what ends up happening is you're at home, your computer clock messes up, and it says 2187, and all of a sudden you die, and you didn't even know it.
Right.
But it was because the computer
says. But that would be kind of interesting if you got 2187, because then you're like, ooh, what's going to happen in the world?
That makes you last till then.
Yeah, like some big thing's coming. But then you might be the person that creates that big thing, because you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. So right. now I got to find out what that is that's going to make
Do you life. Become careless? Do you become reckless with things that you do? Because you know that you'll live till 2187. Do you like,
yeah.
I'm skydiving to work yeah. every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Skydiving to work. Even if it's right around the corner.
Exactly.
That doesn't make you indestructible. Just be like, all right, I know I'm going to die in 2087.
You know what? You're right.
That means
you're right. Die is a very different
plane.
Thing. And so your brain can live until 2187, like yeah. in a science lab.
Yeah, exactly. that's why you live that long.
That's what it is. That is what it is.
2187.
Like, those are Twilight Zone episodes. Twilight Zone episodes right there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We probably just gave someone a really
good Someone's going to take that idea and become a multimillionaire.
Yeah,
that.
Well, we'll sue him.
Multi-billionaire.
Yeah, we'll sue him.
I think that there's a level of that's how you should be living your life anyway.
Oh, come on, Gerard.
That's a very
live your life so like as if you know statement. You're gonna you know when you're gonna die. What would you do? How would you live your life any differently than you?
Brian,
are now?
If I this is the bullshit of like live your life like it's the last day. Right. You want to know what I would do on the last day of my life? I would fucking blow my life up. I would literally. I would burn this house down because I can, because it's the last day of my life. I would do all sorts of things
Hang
that
on
were
a second.
Insane.
Last day of your life.
Yes.
Not last day of Brian's life.
No, yours.
So you'd
your,
burn down
anyone.
His house because you are going to die. So it's like...
Yeah, but I would...
I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Exactly, I'm burning shit down.
Exactly, dude. So, like, the idea that people are like, look, hey, look...
Yeah.
Live your life like today is the last day. What would you do on the last day of your life? People would be doing heroin. People would be having unprotected sex with 150,000 people.
Well,
I mean,
hang
it's
on.
Just
hang
like.
On.
How is
no,
that
no.
any different than what's happening right now?
It's. I.
Very little. Difference.
Okay, wait.
No.
I think. No.
What?
No, you've got to specify. It is not how. Live today like it is. Everyone's last day. It is lived a day like it's your last day.
Last
so it doesn't
day.
Mean that you can go out and just shoot a bunch of people because you're
why not?
You're ending their day. It's you leave, but whatever you've done is still there. The
saying,
mess you have
like,
just created, the house
totally.
You just burnt down.
But realistically, to live your life like it's the last day of your life,
that's a hard thing to do.
It just doesn't make sense.
Why doesn't it make sense?
Because society isn't set up for people to live
that
their
way.
Life like
sure.
it's the last
I got
day of
you.
Their
okay,
life.
So
you
now,
spend all your money.
Yeah,
you don't live
exactly.
with any savings.
No.
Right, yeah.
You just blow it
All right,
up.
So what about the point of view where you know when you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You have the date.
Yeah.
And you then live – what that does is make it – like you are officially mortal. You know, like the idea, people don't address their own death.
Is it unofficial otherwise?
Yeah, because
official,
people don't.
In my mind, it's official.
But a lot of you don't go around thinking about when you're going to die.
Totally.
But when you have that date set, then you think about it because it's the countdown is on.
You know, for some
And my, yeah. my, what I, the argument I would make is that, well, then you know when you're going to die, what kind of life are you going to lead between now and then?
Right, but you know you're going to die. I mean, yes, got it. But there's an invisible countdown clock above each of our heads.
Got it.
Right now.
But it's invisible.
Right.
It's not tangible.
Right.
What we're saying is make it tangible.
Make it tangible.
How does it change?
There are people who have...
It changes everything.
Well, there are people who have terminal...
It changes the paradigm.
There are people who have terminal illnesses who have been given, like, 3 months to live, or you have 2 years to live.
Right.
And I know that that's a ballpark figure. They don't know it's not a guarantee. But I think it changes their lives.
Absolutely. But you know what else, though? You know what else? My argument to that, some fucking doctor telling you you're going to die in 2 years, to me, on some level, creates you're going to die in 2 years.
I don't think it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I think
you don't think so?
No, I don't think it is.
You really?
I mean, yeah.
Like, if someone was like, Robert,
yeah.
I got the inside scoop, bro.
Right.
You're going to die this week.
This is the whole question I was asking in the beginning. So anybody coming up to you saying you're going to die this week, I don't think it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I don't think it's going to happen if a doctor says
like,
it.
But if it
is like some genie or some magical, mystical man who comes up and says it.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams comes up.
Shazbot.
And
what was that?
Morgan Mindy.
Morgan Mindy. Oh, no, go a little more modern. Yeah, Aladdin.
Aladdin?
Oh. Yeah. Also no. If he says it to me, like, you're dying in 2 weeks, then I'd be like, wow.
Robin Williams.
I would. Yeah, Robin Williams, exactly. He's all in blue body paint. So his Blue Man Group comes in. I'm like,
Robin Williams.
Hey, Robin Williams. And he tells me, you're going to die in 2 weeks. What would I do? I would start to think about things that I've always wanted to do, maybe.
Like
places
what?
That I've wanted to go and
like
see.
Like Paris and Italy?
Yeah, I did.
And
I
like
would,
you could go there and maybe make love to a beautiful woman?
Yeah.
Didn't you go to Paris and Italy recently?
I did. Yeah.
Did you make love to a beautiful woman?
Not while I was
there. Oh, sweet.
No.
Oh, man. Man, one of those. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but hey, you know, if I was dying in 2 weeks,
but if you were dying, you would have done it.
I would have done it. Yeah,
if
yeah.
you were dying,
if I
were
dying.
Done it.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right.
yeah. Because just think of the pity points you get by going up to a woman and being like,
obviously,
"Hey,
okay.
I'm going to die in two weeks. And it's not contagious. This is not an STD that I'm going to die
worry.
Of.
Don't worry. Let's do this.
Let's make this happen.
Let's pull the goalie too. Let's pull the goalie. Let me drop something off. I'm going to drop something off here. What's up, Brian?
I'm just thinking about Robert going around telling girls he's going to die to get laid. It's terrible.
Yeah, well, and I'm not saying that has ever
right
worked.
Thing to do.
People, that I would ever try
people,
it.
There are guys out there that move they pull.
Oh, yeah.
There are guys out there who also pretend to be, like, in the armed forces and buy uniforms to get ahead in life and, be, like, and to get women and all that stuff.
You can probably get a job by wearing one of those to a job interview. Sorry, I just came from the base. What base? Air Force.
Air Force base.
Yeah.
Oh, so what do you fly there?
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
You fly trains?
Yep.
And automobiles?
New program, automobile flying program.
Wow, that's an amazing...
It's for the Taliban.
Pretty interesting.
Anti-Taliban, not for it.
Wait, for the Taliban.
Anti-Talibano. That's
Is it Spanish?
Spanish.
It's, are you in
everything's
the
made
U.S.?
Made in Mexico. It's a
Air
Beetle.
Force?
VW Beetles are made in Mexico, and we've attached... plane wings to them. They're going to be the new drones for the anti-Talibano.
Aren't drones unmanned?
Yep.
So how are you flying them?
Remote control.
Oh, wow. So you stay on the ground.
We're putting dummies inside so it looks like
there's someone there.
There's someone there.
I'm curious, though.
But all the dummies look like Osama bin Laden.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Well,
it's from the anti-Taliban.
Anti-Talibano.
Why are you wearing a Navy uniform, though? That's what I'm curious about.
Navy SEALs. SEAL Team 4-6.
That's not part of the Air Force, though. That's part of the Navy.
Right? Oh, no. SEALs go...
Are you deep undercover in the Air Force?
Special Force Team SEAL 4-6?
Yeah.
My brother-in-law was in that squadron.
Yeah.
Ultra deep.
What? Do you know his brother-in-law?
Ultra underground deep. We don't know anyone.
Do you know about...
We all wear black masks.
All the time. You never take them off. You never talk to each other, tell stories?
At all times.
So you don't know anyone that's in that infantry?
Never. And they all have voice manglers.
Wait, what does a voice mangler sound like?
Hello, my name is Craig. Oh, you don't even say that, do you?
No. We have code names.
What's your code name?
All newscasters. Dan Rathers. So it's all, you know, you're either Dan Rather, Brokaw, Tom Brokaw.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm Tom Brokaw.
So yours is, hi, I'm Katie Kirikorik.
Kirikorik?
Kirikorik.
Can you explain your latest mission? Like, what did that entail?
Anti-Talibano?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Operation.
The, VW Flying Bugs.
Underground Black Hawk SEAL Team 46.
Well, it was ultra deep. It was ultra deep underground. But
so wait, ultra deep, you mean like literally underground, not even...
Ultra deep undercover ground.
Oh, undercover.
Yeah.
Ground.
We call it. Underground.
That's classified.
That's like top.
Top ultra deep classification.
Top underneath ultra deep.
Ultra deep. Ultra. Not even Baraki doesn't even know about it.
Wow.
Well, he doesn't need to.
Can you talk about that with us here?
I mean, Barack?
No, not Barack.
No, but the ultra deep.
I can tell you that Barack loves basketball.
I think everybody knows.
No, not everybody.
He's been on
ESPN. We play basketball on ESPN. Together
with your black masks mm-hmm. on, mm-hmm. how does he take that?
I wore a referee outfit
and a black
mask
as
a joke.
Oh, so who won the game?
James Earl Jones.
Oh, he was playing too.
Yeah.
Was that actually James Earl Jones, or was he a member of your team?
That was a code name.
That was the chief. That was our chief,
James Earl Jones. Wow, I didn't even know he was a news anchor.
Sorry, I had a voice screech. It's an after effect of the voice manglers.
So they're physical. They attach.
They go in your throat.
Wow. But you swallow it before the mission?
It's like it's part of basic training.
I hope you never have to like go deep undercover and like eat anything. Your mangler will go all the way down.
You don't eat when you're ultra deep.
Mm. I was going to say, how do you eat? Yeah, what are your meals
IVs.
Like?
IV, intravenous, right into the stomach, right through the belly button. That's why we have belly buttons.
Mm. Why?
Humans.
Super special
no, humans.
Forces? Humans in general.
So they can be fed intravenously, which is the way of the future, and you'll hear about that soon. It's coming out.
So you guys have like programs that are doing R&D development and developing some amazing things that we will eventually see on the commercial market, kind of like NASA, what NASA did.
Research and dog. Rabbit and dog.
Research and development, R&D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. So are you retired now and you're looking...
I'm off duty.
I see.
Just off duty. I mean, because you're not wearing a mask right now, so we can totally see what you look like.
And clearly your voice mangler
is
off.
Switched off.
Yeah.
So you're looking to, once you get out of the military, to get a regular job. That's why you're here?
Yep.
What kind of job is it that you're seeking?
Human resources.
HR.
You find yourself to be a people person?
Mm-hmm.
So on these missions that you do, you don't like kill people, do you?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course. We fly VW Beetles into people.
You fly the whole drone into the person?
El Talibano.
You don't have like missile payload or anything.
No,
you just fly the drone. Is the gas tank full? I mean, what?
No. There's no need for gas. It's all electric.
But I mean, it doesn't explode. It just crashes into them. So it makes it look like it was a car crash that they died from.
That's right. And the plane wings are styrofoam, so they disintegrate upon impact. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm amazed they don't recycle material.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed they don't disintegrate as
that's why the El Talibano program has been such a huge success. It just looks like in the Korangal Valley there's been an increase
in VW bug crashes. It's amazing that Germany
hit and runs.
Exports.
A lot of hit and runs.
I didn't know Germany exported so many
VW
to that area.
VW is big in Afghanistan.
Wow.
So being a executive in the HR department
mm-hmm.
requires a lot of travel. Do you have a lot of family that would miss you?
No, I have no family.
Oh, none whatsoever.
Yeah, they were all killed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to hear
In that. The war.
Which war?
This one. World War III.
I'm sorry, World War III?
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Did you just name one of our current wars that, or are you talking
It's World War III. We've been in it for 10 years. Nobody knows. Oh. Ever since September 11th.
Wouldn't a world war be something everybody knew about?
Everybody knows, man. We all talk about it every day. It's just the way we talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
Not quite.
Shh.
But,
just look.
Yeah?
I don't have a lot of time.
Okay. Oh, do you know when you're going to die?
No. Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes, I do.
How do you live your life knowing when you're going to die?
I burn everything down.
Every day?
Every day.
As if it's your last?
Can you put your voice mangler on so we can see how it sounds?
That's the coolant.
Wow. Hello. I can barely understand you.
I'm Katie Couric.
That is your name,
just
too.
Just like it.
Wow. My name's Katie Couric.
Yeah, no, it's...
Could I please get the bathroom key?
You can shut it off now.
I have to use the bathroom.
You go undercover like that? I mean,
ultra deep.
People don't just suddenly realize, hey, all the guys who sound like they're talking like... Those people, those are the bad guys.
No.
They never catch on. They never catch on as a person walking into the Starbucks with the mask on.
Black masks.
They don't catch on. I'm shocked.
I don't think that guys actually wear those uniforms to get jobs, do they?
Yeah.
There was a guy who got into the White House that way.
Remember? Really?
That was the whole thing.
Desperate.
He didn't get a job, but he...
He got in because he had a army uniform or something on?
He wore these army uniforms, this army uniform, and he faked a whole background and all this stuff, like as a Marine.
Oof.
I don't know if he got into the White House. I know that he did go to some major events, and he's like photographed wearing this thing, and he got into a lot of trouble afterwards.
I would imagine he did.
Yeah.
Did you see that Mad Men episode? I'm sure you saw it, where like they're at that ad awards show, and there's this guy walking around in like a general's uniform with all these medals and plaques on his chest, and Don Draper is like, oh, there's General, what's his face, he's still in costume, and like basically tells a story about how he's seen him at all these different ad agency functions in different military uniforms.
Well, that's why they wrote that episode, I bet. Because this is a recent thing that happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm willing to bet that it was around that time or that influenced that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a weird choice.
Yeah.
I hate Mad Men.
Well, look, walking around like a general, and that's a pretty aggressive
thing. I'm just kidding. I think it's the best show I've ever seen.
Who's your favorite girl on Mad Men?
I don't watch Mad Men.
What?
Yeah.
Why don't you watch Mad Men?
I don't have cable.
So, it's streaming.
I know, and I'm catching up on other shows while
What are you
I'm
catching
waiting.
Up on right now?
True Blood.
Mm-hmm. Never watched
it. Oh, yeah, you can't. Oh,
what? Yeah, I watched it. I watched all three seasons so far.
True Blood is great. I'm on the third season.
So good.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
You also watched No Strings Attached by yourself on a Tuesday afternoon at one point, correct?
I did. I did watch that. Yeah. That was a good movie.
No, it's not.
It's a little emotional.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, I thought it was good.
It's not good.
It's not a good movie.
I'm surprised Carla Cavalli didn't slap him when he said that.
I have to agree to disagree.
She needed a good slap.
She did. She slapped me 5. Because she agreed with me.
God.
Natalie Portman. So hot.
No, she lost me. She lost me. No.
We're going to have to lose our audience right now.
Really? That's it?
That's it for time.
Boy. Yeah.
Are you having fun doing this show?
Me?
Yeah.
Wavering.
Really?
What?
What's wrong? I can tell that you're bored.
It's not... It has nothing to do with the show. It's just where I am in my life.
You're bored with life?
No, I'm not bored with life.
You're just bored.
Maybe it's the oppressive heat.
I think that... Well, it's just it's hot in here, and it's... I got personal stuff going on.
Oh my God.
Not worth talking about. I don't mean to take the show down.
Thank
no,
you.
But
guys,
the audience needs to know what's happening.
No, I appreciate and I love the support of our audience. And
do you get a lot of support from our audience?
No, I think most of our audience hates me.
That'd be an accurate statement.
That's probably true. Not to hurt your personal
No, I appreciate you guys.
You're
probably
honest.
Right.
Yeah. Stay honest.
Yeah, no,
are you having fun doing the show, Robert?
I'm having a blast. I love it.
That's good. At least that's one of us.
Oh.
Oh,
No, I'm having a great time doing the show.
All right, good, good. Glad
does
it, to hear
does it read heavy that I'm not having a good time?
No,
like, I just, all the heavy breathing.
Yeah, all the sighing.
Really?
You know that there are a lot of Brazilians that listen to this show.
We should go and we should go to Brazil.
Someone from Brazil who's listening,
and from Venezuela, by the way.
Yeah, well, whatever, same thing. Oh, why don't you invite us on down?
Give us.
They're not going to invite us now that you just said that.
What? What did I say?
You said, yeah, whatever, they're all the same thing. Don't speak to them in Spanish. They speak
How'd
Portuguese.
You know?
I saw it happening.
Hola.
No.
Mis amigas de la Venezuela. Por favor, invitar me.
What?
Amo y Roberto y Briano. Dano duo.
No, what are you saying?
Venezuela. Por favor.
Hang on, someone's at the door.
Oh boy, I bet it's Luis.
Well, we'll find out. Hello?
Hello?
What are you talking to me?
Oh no, Luis, we're still doing the show. We're still doing the show.
I heard the. You're saying Mariamo Venezuela, Roberto.
No, Luisa, we gotta go. Sorry, we're still rolling.
Oh, okay,
the show.
I'll just sit right here.
No. Take the chaise lounge out.
Tell you what, Robert.
Yeah.
She's here for you.
This is we're gonna wrap this up, and you're gonna deal with this.
Just wrap it up then.
Okay.
Deal with this,
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Yet again.
Yet again.
Continued support.
Luis, can you move, please, over there?
Is this our 1,000th show?
Close.
How many shows have we done? 1,000.
Or 70s.
70s.
70s. Yeah.
On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt, I am Brian Gerard.
Yeah.
You are.
We are the Scheid Show.
Yay!
Why are we cheering?
Ah, Luis.
Boo. Drop hooks.
That's the music.
Drop hooks.